With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden and some Democrat allies are condemning the Supreme Court ruling upholding the concept of presidential immunity for official acts taken while in office. Defending the 6-3 ruling, Chief Justice John Roberts writes, the dissenting liberal justices engaged in fear-mongering by resorting to extreme hypotheticals. Senate Democrats circling the wagons around President Biden following last week's poor debate performance.
Calls have arisen inside the Democrat ranks to replace Biden as the party's nominee, fearing he cannot win after his diminished health was on full display in the debate. None of those calls, though, are coming from inside the U.S. Senate. That's where Democrats say Biden remains the party's best shot at defeating Donald Trump in November. Democrat Ben Cardin told reporters, quote, Joe Biden might have had a bad evening, but we don't want 4 bad years under Donald Trump. Biden served in the Senate for 36 years before being tapped as vice president for Barack Obama. Bob Agner reporting.
House Republicans unrelenting in their drive to get a hold of the audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur in the classified documents case.
The House Judiciary Committee filed a lawsuit on Monday against Attorney General Merrick Garland to force him to hand the recordings over to Congress. The lawsuit comes weeks after the House voted to hold Garland in contempt of Congress for defying congressional subpoenas for the audio.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Also at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Beryl has strengthened to a powerful Category 5 storm as it pummels the Caribbean Windward Islands. The fast-moving storm blamed for at least one death, moving west-northwest, expected to pass near Jamaica tomorrow, and people along the Texas Gulf Coast being advised to just keep an eye on the storm's progress. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 131 points. This is SRN News. Something to keep in mind on the 4th of July.
As we gather this week to celebrate America's 248th birthday, a vigorous debate is swirling over both the country's future as well as its past, right back to the Declaration of Independence that was adopted on July 4, 1776. Clergymen are urging people to remember that the document's most famous line, "We hold these truths to be self-evident," establishes that all the rights the Founding Fathers sought to ensure were first established by God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ballot question to enshrine abortion in the Nevada state constitution has met all of the requirements to appear in front of voters in November. In 1990, Nevada voters made abortion legal up to 24 weeks, but a state law is easier to pass and more vulnerable to change than the constitutional protection organizers are seeking. Conservative legislatures are seeking to limit abortion, while liberal ones are going in the opposite direction. This is SRN News. Five members of one family lost in a New York plane crash.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine plane crashed Sunday afternoon in a wooded area. New York State Police say the wreckage of the plane and the remains of the five victims were found Sunday night in the town of Masonville. Drones, all-terrain vehicles, and helicopters searched the crash site about 125 miles northwest of New York City. Police say the family was returning to Georgia after attending a tournament in Cooperstown, the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. I'm Mike Hempen.
Prosecutors plan to retry Karen Reed on charges she killed her Boston police officer boyfriend by hitting him with her SUV and then leaving him to die in a blinding snowstorm. Jurors failed to reach a verdict. The judge declared a mistrial. More details at SRNNews.com.